spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa to Gaston, with parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in for good measure. Ernie Yarbrough for Right Side Radio. It's time for a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, by the way, let me pause a second. All right, I'm going to pause a second and give you something big to think about and give you something free. Oh, got your attention. This is a crazy world. All right. And yet here you are. You're working hard to plan for your future, stand up for what you believe in at the same time. Because I know this audience, you do. But what if you found out that in the middle of doing all that, that some of your investments were going to things that are just absolutely contrary to what you say you believe in? Well, it happens all the time. So maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at our newest advertiser, Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are and what you believe in as much as your bottom line. These are solid local experts. They use biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your return. And they do it in a way that, yeah, it impacts your bottom line, but it also impacts the world in which you live. This is what I call financial freedom. So if you want to know about what's in your portfolio, here's the deal. Check it out. You can get this free thing called a free impact report. That's it. Just go to their website, Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. And you can always go to our Right Side Radio website and go to the sponsors tab, click on their logo, takes you right to their website, rightsideradio.org.
Well, there's your word from your sponsor. We're back here as we move into the last part, a couple of last sections of our radio show for today. Moving into the third of our Triple Dipper, we've had some great stuff today. We've talked about recovering sanity from the bottom up, right? That grassroots focus that we want to have, not the top-down focus. That is not the conservative way, not the freedom way. We talked to the entire second hour, pro-life, IVF, equal protection, where are we at post in the post-Roe world, and really, you know, some battles in the past session and what we should do moving forward. And even the support for some true pro-life protection for babies from conception to natural cause of death, from even members like people like ALCAP and the Baptist churches in Alabama, Students for Life, Southern Baptist Association, and so forth. So a lot of great topics of conversation, some great stuff with some sports from Hannah Stevens. And now, as we move into here, our last couple of sections of this last hour for today, this third part of the Triple Dipper is, I've entitled it, Big, Fast, and Famous versus Small, Slow, and Obscure. Now, I think it's really important when we talk about, you know, there's a lot of concern angst. We just saw, we were just talking with Big Rig. Man, there's a debate coming up tomorrow night. We don't know what's going to happen to that, do we?
No, it's going to be funny.
Funny. I mean, we literally just watched our president on D-Day take a dump in his pants in front of everybody. Right, they've given D-Day a whole new meaning. That's really not what we're shooting for in our patriotism. Yeah, and so that's up in the air. God knows what's going to happen there, because we sure don't. And so, you know, all this angst, uncertainty, is economic upheaval, interest. I noticed the gas prices are going down. Huh, must be an election coming up, but whatever. So all this craziness going on. Uncertainty. And, you know, the Bible talks about, there's a verse where it says the people are like, hey, who's going to show us something good, right? Who's going to, like, we're, the people want, they want security, right? They want hopefully freedom, you know, but how are we going to get to this better place? What do we do, right? And to whom do we look for answers? And really, it breaks down into kind of this whole battle between, hey, are we going to go big, fast, and famous, or small, slow, and obscure? And we saw this kind of explosion, like in the church world of the mega churches, and that's been in the news recently for not the best reasons. But a lot of times, mega churches, big churches, are not in the news for good reasons. Some of the pastors and, you know, churches that, you know, or other institutions. Not that a church can't be big and good. Of course it can. But a lot of times, in any institution, right, big, fast, and famous. We want to be big, right? We want to host tens of thousands or millions or hundreds of thousands. We want to get big. We want to get big fast, right? We want to just find some like social media hack or some clever advertising marketing scheme or whatever, right? And we want to be famous. We want to get eyeballs on us, right? Now, obviously, there's aspects to all of that. There's a nugget of some good things. And, you know, obviously, big scale can be good. You know, Amazon has its benefits, right? If things grow fast, maybe it's because you got a great product, right? Maybe people just love your stuff. Well, that's not bad, right? And you know, famous can be bad if your desire is just to be famous, but if it's the natural result of just hard work and good character and, you know, believing in your product, your products, your goods or services or whatever, well, those things happen. And then the question is, well, you know, are you using your platform for the glory of God, for the good of your fellow man, and all those things, right? So, but big, fast, and famous so often is this, that's the model of centralization, right? We want to have big, fast, and famous. We want this big thing, and this big thing that gets really big, really fast with lots of famous to it, that's going to solve our problems, right? That's going to be the solution that we need to solve the problems that we face. And so what that creates is when we live in that culture, right, it creates a way in which really we give away our power. We give away our authority. We saw it in COVID, right? Hey, trust the experts, right? God help us. May we ever, never fall for that lie again. Hey, trust the experts. Well, it turns out that the American historical message was, hey, the middle class, freedom loving, hardworking people, they just figured it out. Kind of like, remember that movie scene for In Last of the Mohicans, right? Where she's like, you know, the girl's having the conflict with the British soldier, wants to marry her, but she's figuring out he's not really a good guy, and she's kind of falling in love with this other guy who is the deer slayer, and so the British guy just can't imagine that these Americans are not flocking in droves to fight for Britain, and they're just gonna go protect their homes on the frontier during a battle without so much as a buy your leave. And she says they don't live their lives by your leave. They hack a living out of the wilderness with their own hands, bearing their children along the way, right? It's the American model. And hey, we're going to figure it out as we go, right? We're not an expert-based culture, right? We're a freedom grassroots culture, and we figure it out along the way. I love a quote by G.K. Chesterton. He said, if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing badly. And you're like, wait a minute. Don't we want to do it well? Well, of course we do, right? But the point he's making is that don't wait for the expert to show up, right? How many times could exactly. You could tell stories, Big Rig, about, you know, hey, God knows I haven't been a marriage expert, but I'm figuring it out.
I can tell you stories of failure because that's all life is, really. It's just learning from your failures.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it takes.
You fall forward like a good running back and get an extra yard on the way down.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't wait for the experts because you realize that the privilege of being a free people is you get the freedom to figure it out, right? You learn, you grow, you develop, right? And those stories of failure are just as rich and important. And so the reality is it's not big, fast, and famous. Like the freedom, the solutions, what we're looking for. Look, as I said earlier, Trump wins. Hey, I'd rather have him than Joe Biden any day of the week, right? But we get 4 years. But I'm looking for 40 years. I'm looking for 100 years. And that means we have to go away from this big, fast, famous model to small, slow, and obscure. Right? There's a Latin phrase. Let me just look it up real quick. I'm probably not going to say it. I know the translation of it, it is festina lente, all right? And it means make haste slowly. Make haste slowly, right? So be passionate. Get involved. But do so with a small, slow, and willingness to be obscure mentality, right? I'm gonna pour into my sons, my daughter, for me, right? I'm willing to build slow, right? I'm willing to not have the big, fast, and famous because I'm willing to go the quote-unquote non-expert, even non-government money route, if that's what it takes, in order to build something that will stand the test of time, right? I'm willing to not be in the limelight because, you know, that stuff fades like the grass, man. It's here today, gone tomorrow. I'm not building for a transient, temporary, fleeting pleasure, but I'm building with permanence in mind, right? And so when it comes to that reality, it changes your strategy. Like when you think about who's going to show us any good, what do? Where do we go? And you stop looking for the top-down solutions and you start looking at your neighbors around you. Hey, how can we lock arms? How can we address, how about this for a question, food supply? Would you rather, see, centralization has this glittery fake gold appearance of being like strong, but in reality, it's super weak. Would you rather have 15 major food suppliers and then COVID's like, oh, hey, by the way, there's no meat on the shelf, or 1 million people with 1/4-acre farms? right?
The second one.
The second one, yeah. Right? And so, and there's all kinds of a cascade of benefit, right? You're learning to work, getting hands in the dirt. Your kids learn that things take time, organic growth. As a parent, I'm like, okay, growth takes time. There's lessons for how I nurture my wife, nurture my kids, for God's work in my life. Like, I'm not going to get despair because he's still working on me, right? To make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the sun, moon, and stars, right? Jupiter and whatever, however the song goes, right? Jupiter and moon and whatever. So, but he's still working on me. So that slow, small, slow, and obscure, hey, I'm going to take the Patriot message. I'm going to aim small, miss small. Right. And I'm going to tend to what the precious, precious gift right in front of me, you know, and I get rebuked. I mean, obviously I get fired up about politics, change the world kind of thing, but God often, and that's, it's good, but God often reminds me, you know, don't forget the way you really change the world. You got to, if you get a platform, and I'm so thankful for this radio station, use it, speak it, say it, stand it, raise the flag, right? Sing the song, be the patriot, freedom loving person. But I got three sons and a daughter, right? I got a wife, and it's a constant level of repentance and growth for me to learn how to be a gardener. You know, it's organic. It's gardening the things. So don't be obsessed with the top down, big, fast, and famous, but say, hey, I'm going to go small. I'm going to, like my campaign slogan, I want to make Alabama local again, which means we're going to lock arms locally. We're going to develop solutions that don't depend upon government dollars. We're going to develop solutions that therefore when, that's the lesson of Boy Scouts of America. Now it's Scouts of America. My goodness, I was a Boy Scout. My brother was, I was almost an Eagle Scout. He was an Eagle Scout. Now it's Scouts of America. The lesson there, you pay for what you believe in. When you stop paying for it and take the corporate money because you want to have these fancy buildings and it's not yours anymore, right? So if you want to grow small, slow, and obscure, it means you got to fund what you believe in. Right. But when you do that, it's yours and you get the legacy of building up and passing down for something that will stand the test of time. It's really, are we building strip malls or are we building cathedrals? And that's the Right Side Way. Hey, it's Ernie Yarbrough here filling in for the one and only Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, wrapping up the first of 2 days of my amazing privilege to be with the best radio audience in Alabama. Super excited about that. What a blessing. We got some text messages before we wrap up here we want to cover here. Bob from Athens says, in theory, wouldn't anyone who prescribes and or ships drug-induced abortion meds be liable even if out of state? Well, that's why we need a law that stops that. We need a law that stops and bans and deals with those chemical abortifacients, because those have to be outlawed. Those have to be dealt with. And if your law allows for the mother to take the life of the child, you know, then in theory, any means is open to that. So absolutely, that needs to be banned as well. Because look, the reality is obviously Joe Biden and that administration, they're going to find any and every new way to create some method to take the life of children in the womb, because it's a culture of death, right? Obviously, we covered the caveats before about life-saving care, et cetera, natural cause of death, miscarriages, all of that. So don't let them caricature pro-lifers into positions that aren't true, but you can be truly pro-life all the way and still be merciful to those in need while also holding criminals, rapists and incest people, all that accountable in righteousness. Ecclesiastes 8, chapter 8, verse 11 says, right? Because sentence is not executed speedily against an evil work, the hearts of the sons of men are fully set to do evil. So let's not let them get away with it and have their hearts set to do evil. Let's put the fear of God where it should be in the hearts of criminals. Thomas from Athens, Alabama says, great having your dad on. A lot to process. I know that feeling. My dad definitely gives a lot to process, but it's all good. Pro-life and election. Dems will severely castigate all candidates who hint at federal laws and restrict abortion. SCOTUS was very clear that it's a states' rights issue, which I was grateful for. We need to win the election. Therefore, we should be truly pro-life. Care for the unborn and the mother. Prenatal care. Yes, absolutely. I'm for life all the way through. I climbed Kilimanjaro to help fight against human trafficking and modern-day slavery. So I'm pro-life. From natural cause, from conception all the way to natural cause of death, 100%. care during birthing and postnatal care, plus resources for mother and child. Hey, these are great grassroots things that we ought to be involved in, whether it's churches or families or, you know, local ministries. These are all fantastic legislation to enable adoptions for moms and dads. I agree. And also, I brought an amendment to deal away with vaccine mandates for parents and their biological children that hinder lots of adoptions and foster care. So I agree with that 100%. Criminal investigation and accountability of any man who's accused of rape or incest. Absolutely. Ectopic health of the mother. Yep. That bill, equal protection, dealt with that kind of thing while also giving the child true protection because that child is a person and is a citizen of our state. John Huntsville says here, spectacular monologue. Well said, Ernie Yarbrough. And you're definitely doing a great job filling in for Phil Williams so far. Thank you. Super kind. Keep up the good work. John Paul from Huntsville. And Big Rig, I don't know if you want to cover this last one from John Huntsville because, hey, we're not going to be like entirely self-promoting.
Okay. Today's co-winners are Ernie Yarbrough and Hannah Stevens with a perfect triple A+. Congratulations and well done.
Well done. Triple A+. Nice. Hannah Stevens helping me bring it in. Hey, today everybody gets a trophy. Participation.
I give my win to you, Ernie, because you came out, dude, just with the hat and the shirt. Awesome monologue. And then the second monologue that we just had.
Hey, I mean, all I can say is sitting in the chair with your presence, I am inspired.
That's awesome,
man. I got to bring my A game for the AAA. So awesome. It is what it is. But listen, folks, it's been amazing today. I think it's important that we really take time to be willing to sit in the pause, right? It's important that when we address the issues we're facing, when we talk about, and we'll get into some more stuff tomorrow on a conservative political view of economics and how that works out with budget ideas and so forth. But it's important that we be willing to take the time to say, you know what? We may not be able to solve with the big, fast, and famous, right? We may not be able to solve with, while this election matters, right? What's in front of us matters, of course, because we want to be good stewards. But we got to build for the future. We got to be willing to embrace the small, the slow, and the obscure so that our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, et cetera, will look back and praise God one day that we were there ancestors. And when we do that, we'll build ultimately for that day that we'll never see, and that day that will bring freedom and prosperity, freedom and flourishing to our beloved Alabama. That is the right side way.